Kof Teves, Monday the 23rd of January, Rabbi Daniel Rabin, The True Nature of Golos.
Before we start, just a little introduction. When I received the call last week to speak, so the question was, so he asked me if I'm going to be speaking in Halacha or I'm going to be speaking in Musar. He says, the Olam prefer more Halacha than they prefer Musar. Yeah, which is a very normal thing. So it got me thinking first. We know that people think that there's either Halacha or there's Musar. We know that Torah, there's different aspects of Torah. It's called Pardus. Pardus is pays for Pshat, Remes, Drush, and Sod. That's what Pardus is. There's no mem there for Musa. That's Pardus. Now, people have a misunderstanding what Pardus is. People think that Pshat, that's the Gemara we have, and that's Halacha. Anything under that, which goes to Remez, or it goes to Drush, or it goes to Soit, that's all things that we do in the half an hour Musa, which there is in a day, or something like that. It has no relevance to the halacha of today. So first of all, it's a complete misunderstanding of what Pardus is. What does that mean? I'll give you an example. The Vilna Goyen, who actually spent half of his life learning the Samach, the Soid at the end, and most of what he wrote on the Samach, the Soid at the end, I don't know where it is, in which parsha it is, he asks the interesting question. He says, how can there be, many times you find in Gemara, that the Gemara learns the Drush, which is actually the exact opposite of the Pshat. If you see the Pshat in the Pasuk, it looks like A. And the Drush is the exact opposite of the Pshat. So we'd say, what's the contradiction? Pshat, that's Pshat. Drush is, I think that when they publish it, it's called Titbits on the Torah or something like that. It's a sideline. No, by the Goyen, that was a big kasha. And the Goyen comes with one of the most interesting answers, which is discussed by all the Achrayim afterwards. No one quite understands what he means. He says it's what's called a choytem and a nechtam. When you take a signatory, when you take a stempel and you make a stamp on the piece of paper, so it always comes on the piece of paper, comes opposite to what is on the stamp itself. So he says, so also the pshat and the remes, drush, all the other things can be bepchinas chaitim v'nechtam. That means it all lies in what's written. There is nothing, not in any form of Torah, not in Pshat, not in Remez, not in Drush, not in Sa'id, which does not lie in the words of the Torah. But, he says the Goyen, sometimes it can be written exactly the opposite. Obviously, it needs an enormous understanding of what that means. But we see one thing from the Goyen. And it's very interesting, let's say, the Pirush HaGro on the Mishlei. On Mishlei, you see the Pirush HaGro, so he's got two Pirushim. He's got a Pshat of... he writes there a Pirush of Pshat, and underneath it there's a Pshat of Remes. On his Pirush on Megillas Esther, there's Pshat and there's Remes. And both of them are text-based. That's the interesting part. Everything is text-based. The Goyen learns this. This is the understanding of the Goyen, and I'm just bringing it from the Goyen because he's one of our leading... we're saying Mechonim more than almost anybody else in the later generations. The Goyen understands that it's like an onion. What do I mean? There's different clippers around. That means there's different levels of understanding of exactly the same thing. The Pshat is one level of understanding of what is written. Drush, Remez, Soid, all these things are just different levels, depths of understanding exactly the same thing. And therefore, in the Goyen's view, there's no one more important than the other. It's all Gufei Torah. It's all Gufei Torah. There's no difference between it. No difference. And that's the shade the Goyen goes all over. In fact, even when in the Goyen, interesting, on Gemara or on Shulchan Aruch, he wrote mamish, just but tiny comments or maramakemes. But when you come onto the Svarim they wrote later on the Soyed, like Sefer Yetzirah, it's enormous what he wrote. And always he brings back even the greatest Kabbalistic ideas back to the Pasuk. Because he understands it's all just another level of what's going on. So, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soyed aren't four different things. Lahalocha. So here we have a ready argument. That means those who follow the Kabbalistic viewpoint will actually give Paskin more. Sometimes they'll give more chashivas to the Kabbalistic, to the Arizal, who, by the way, according to the Goyim, has a din of a Tana mamash. Tana. Every word you wrote has a locha of a Tana, says the Goyim. The Goyim said, I can't argue on what the Arizal wrote because he's got a din of a Tana. The Mogen Avrom in Bani Tais brings la locha. He says, we can't argue with what the Arizal says because it's the Kfahoira HaTana. He's got a locha of a Tana. But the Kabbalistic, the Mekubalei Paskin, going to the Soyed completely. Sfadim go more with the Mekubalei. Now, the Baal Shem and the Hasidim, they actually came along and put in, even though they Paskin, basically, according to the Chatmei Ashkenaz, we Paskin according to the Nigla, not the Nister, but much of life, much of our Minhogim, I'm happy to be Litvish, but by the Hasidim, much of them in Hogim are based on Soyed. In fact, I saw Rabbi Yaakov Hillel says, in one of his Svarim, he writes, he's got a sefer on the lifetime of the Arizal, and he writes that which the Baal Shem, the Baal Shem Tov said, that Mashiach will only come when of the Baal Shem Tov, he said, the meaning doesn't really mean the Baal Shem. It's the Arizal, it's the Soyed. And until the Soyed will be in every household of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach won't come. The Goyim said very similar, we'll talk about that later. But says Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and it could be its Mekuyim today, through the Baal Shem, in most houses of Klal Yisrael, there are Minhogim, at least, of the Arizal. Even if they're not learning the Arizal, there's Minhogim based on it. Even asked by the Litvishes. I mean, I remember I once showed my father, the Cairo we have on Leila Seder, there's a Minhag HaGrov, and there's a Minhag of the Arizal. I haven't found yet anyone who does the minig of the Grok. Even us, the Litvish, should do the minig of the Arizal. And I remember I showed it once to my father. You know we're doing the Arizal.
No.
Yeah, we're doing the Arizal. So I mean, it's spread all over. So, again, the question is whether you're talking halacha or you're talking Musa. It's not, first of all, we're not discussing Musa, but when you're talking about drush or remez or soid, that's not something separate from halacha and it can have an enormous effect on halacha. I want to speak about something where the relevance is not so much la halacha, because la halacha we have arguments when we pass it, but everyone agrees, and here I'm going to bring a clear example, that the ideas which are not shaykh to the pshat, but the remez, drush, and soid, can actually change completely our attitude and our viewpoint to an enormous amount of mitzvahs. One example I'm going to talk about now is example of Golos. Golos, we're now in the Ikvus de Mashiach. Ikvus de Mashiach is the darkest of the dark. The darkest of the dark. It looks terrible. It looks terrible. I met somebody who told me he was by Rabban Leib Steinman. And Rabban Leib Steinman told me something shocking. He said to Rabban Leib, he wants to get a bracha from a tzaddik. So Rabban Leib said to him, you want a bracha from a tzaddik? Go to Yeshiva Bach. And he said, what do you mean? He says, the nisyonis that the normal Yeshiva Bach faces every day have never been faced before. If a Yeshiva Bach today can remain a masmid, can remain a tohir, can remain a boy who sits and learns with no, not moving at all from the path, the Torah way, says Rabban Leib, go get a tzaddik for me. The Nisyonis that they have never been before. They have never been the Nisyonis that they are today. Nisyonis were always outside the house. Nisyonis were always outside on the street, even when I was a young boy. We had to travel far away to get into any trouble. There was nowhere to get trouble. At home you couldn't get anything. Today, no one needs to travel anywhere. No, you can't, in fact, you can't even get away from it. You can't get away from the Nisyonis. we're in the darkest, darkest times of the gods. How do we look at it? How do we look at what we're facing today? How do we look at it? So let's start from Apostle in this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha. Parsha Shmos, end of Parsha Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Ben Shalem, it looks like he's coming to Ben Shalem with a taina. He says to Ben Shalem, I don't understand, you sent me to save Klal Yisrael, to redeem them. Nachmona Litzlon, he says, Mi oz bosi al pari ledaba bishmecho, hey la lo maze, vahatze le yitzalto, esamecho, it's gone worse, it's not gone better. It's gone much worse. What have I done already? I've brought terrible anguish and sorrows on Klal Yisrael. V'yei Mashem al Moshe, ato tira she'ese le pari ki biyot chazok, yishachim biyot chazok, yishachim biyot chazok. That was last week. This week's. V'yedaber lekim al Moshe v'yei ma'elov ani Hashem. V'yei lavlom el Yitzchok v'yei. Continue. Where's the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu came to Ben Shalem, he said to him, I just created damage. Where's the answer? Says the Hemendover, says the Netziv. The answer lies in the first pasuk of this week's parsha. Vayadaber Elohim el Moshe vayeimelov ani Hashem. Why? He says, first of all, the first thing that Netziv says, the answer should have been in the same parsha as the question. Parsha Shmos was the question, and the answer should be straight away. Vayadaber Elohim el Moshe. The answer. But the answer does a split. Parsha Shmos finishes. Vayim Hashem al Moshe. Then it starts again. A new Vidab Elokim al Moshe. Says the Netziv, whenever there's a stop and a start, whenever the Torah Kilu Kaviyochol gives a full stop and then a start afterwards, the Torah has come to show you what I'm writing now is not just an answer to you. It's an answer l'dayres. For generations on generations, there's going to be a question asked. Why is it so bad? Why is there so much tzoras? Why is there so much tzar? Why is it so, so difficult to bring up children today? I say to my younger light, I'm already, most of us are holding by grandchildren. My younger light are holding by their children. I said, I'm not mekana what's going to be by you. Hashem Yerachem, what's going to be by them? In another 20 years' time. Says the Netziv, Yedabe Elokim al Moshe v'em Elov ani Hashem, is an answer l'doyrois. In every generation, this question is going to be asked. And the answer I'm giving you is one of the days. But what's the answer? Says the Netziv. And we're going to elaborate on what he says. We know that every HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's many names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's Adnus, there's Elokim. And every time, whenever it's written in one of these forms, it's coming to tell us something. Everyone's a different way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, is presented to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol appears, not appears, but the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world. Elohim is Midas Hadin. Elohim, Bereish is Boro Elohim, Rashi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Midas Rachel, he wanted to turn to be Midas HaChesed. And he saw, no, I forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build Midas Hadin. Bereish is Bora Elohim. Elohim is Teva. Teva. Teva is, Din doesn't mean just punishment. It means there's everything is within borders. Din means there's Schar and there's Oynish. There's punishment. There's responsibility for actions. That's Din. So Teva is within the certain borders to Teva. That's also, Elohim is the Shem of Hashem which represents Teva. Ve'yedabe Elohim el Moshe, ve'yoyim elov ani Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's that? Yud Kei Vav Kei represents the hidden hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim. Not just the way he shows himself, but what's going on really. The hidden hand of the Rebbe Yishlem. The hand which HaKadosh Baruch Hu really guides silently the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering, V'yedab Elohim al Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Adin Teva says, it looks like punishment. You come and say, but look what's happened to Klal Yisrael. I came to redeem them and Pari put on them enormous punishment. It looks like a punishment. V'yedab Elohim al Moshe, V'yoyim my love. Ani Hashem. Look deeper, don't take things on face value. It looks like a punishment, but it isn't. Ani Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. says the Netziv, this is the answer for generation after generation. And a fascinating idea that means that Golus, the Tzar of Golus, looks like a punishment, but Be'etzem it's not a punishment at all. So the idea is, let me start the idea. They brought out a sefer a few months ago from Hillel Zaks, who was a Shiva of Heaven. A fascinating sefer. It wasn't published for public sales, so not everyone has it. And there's a wonderful, wonderful idea which he brings already.
What's it called?
Harui Finish Vori Leif. He who heals the broken hearts is brought out by his Talmidim. He speaks about Golos. He says there's a really misunderstanding of what Golos is. We think Golos is a punishment. He says it can't be a punishment. He says, where the Ramozim for Golos in the Torah? The first time Golos is mentioned, the first time the Midrashim bring Golos, the Midrashim bring it at the beginning of the Torah. At the beginning, it says, Vahore, Tzoyso, Soyu, Vavoyu. Says the Midrash, Soyu. All the lashonos of the pasuk. We're talking about psukim 1, 2, 3 of the Torah. There's a remes for the golos. There's a remes for every single one of them. Says the Bilalas. Punishments are not marumas in the first, second, third psukim of the Torah. What's marumas in the psukim of the Torah is the building blocks of the bria. That which was necessary for building the Bria that we have to bring it Lidei Tikkun, which is a Lotzid Lovoi, Biasa Mashiach. Everything was built at that beginning point. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Bereishis, the beginning, all that was needed for to bring the world Lidei Tikkun lay in that creation. And that was the Soyu Voyu. Those Goluyais were part of the building blocks of the creation. That's not a punishment. Second of all, it comes in the when Avraham Avinu makes the Bris Ben Absalim, he makes the Bris Ben Absalim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eimo Chasheicho Gdoilo Nefeles Elof, says the Medrash, what's Eimo Chasheicho? Zu Malchus Harviyis, Ah Golus, She'ein Dovo, there's no, the end is not seen. Eimo Chasheicho, the darkness, the sleep, the slumber, which never ends, is a remez for Ah Golus. We're talking about the Bris Ben Absorim, that basic covenant between God and Klal Yisrael. In that covenant lies, not punishment, but that which is necessary to bring Klal Yisrael to fruition. That is the Golus. Number three, he says, when Yankiv Avinu comes, there's a Sulam Utzavarto, Reisha Shomaimo, an enormous Sulam going up from the bottom, says the Medrash, What did Yaakov Avinu see? He saw the Golus Bovel, he saw this Golus, he saw the Tsar of Bovel, the Tsar of this, the Tsar of that. He saw all the Goluyos. What he see the Goluyos in this Sulam? If it's a punishment which Klal Yisrael, but for rejecting out the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they got a punishment of Golus. He says Golus is definitely not a form of punishment. At Kedekach. 5-6 years ago, I was in America, and I went to visit somebody called Bavrom Shaw. I don't know if you've heard of him. Sure. This Bavrom Shaw is Lekach Valibuf. It's a beautiful sefer, Lekach Valibuf. He's the son of Gedalia Shaw. It's one of the Gedalia Rabbonim in America, a Ger Choset. Looks exactly like the Beis Yisrael. Split image of the Beis Yisrael. And I went to visit him in the mountains, and we were talking. And then I think there was some catastrophe going on in Klal Yisrael. And I said to him, you're looking for a conversation point. He says, Zeydav Zayn? I said, what do you mean Zeydav Zayn? So he said to me something, and I've been looking for a long time. He said to me, in the name of the Sfasemes, a shocking thing. He said to me, in the name of Sfasemes, that if we would be given today a choice, obviously, we want the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We want the Binyan Beis Hamikdash because of the Gilui Shekhinah that there's going to be by the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But the Avoido of the Beis Hamikdash, the Korbanos, if we be given a choice to do the Avoido we have today in the Golus, or the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a ma'amayla in the avoida that we're doing today in the Voyager, which cannot be found in the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. When he told it to me, it was shocking. And he said about, have a look at this Fasemis, gracious. It didn't help me very much. But I found it in Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, this Fasemis says, brings a medrash that Yaakov Avinu was offered to climb up that sulam. And the brave said, if you climb up that sulam, there'll be no more golus for Klal Yisrael. No goluyes. And Yaakov Avinu decided not to climb up. Says the Sfasemes, he decided not to climb up because the avoider of the choshech is what's needed for Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He chose golus. It was a choice. And he chose golus. Because golus is not an oinish. Golus is a tikkun. Admittedly, the length of the golus, we find in Chazal that because of the chatoim of Klal Yisrael, so the golus is lengthened. But golus is not an oinish. It was a choice the Yaakov Avinu chose. It was written in the psukim of Soyu Vavoyu. It's written in the covenant of Avraham Avinu, the Bishbein Absori. It's written. It's part of the DNA, which is necessary for Klal Yisrael to come lidei tikkun. There's an unbelievable, another going. The going talks about what we're going through today. Chevlei Moshiach. Chevlei Moshiach. And the Goyim says like this: Hagu'ula mechuna b'shem boike. The Geula in the Lashon of Chazal is called morning. Yeah. K'mo shekosuf osa boike v'gam loyla. V'chei mechuna b'shem leido. It's called the leido. K'mo shekosuf kicholo gam yoldo tzioin. Says the Goyim, and I'm reading this because it, if he wouldn't say it, if he wouldn't write it, we couldn't say it. Ukumoshe koidem shemaschilohoi hayoim, hu machshich beyoisa. Before the daylight comes in the morning, that's the darkest part of the night. Vechein hohoro, so also the pregnant woman, kishemiskolev lalede haledo, when she's coming towards childbirth, koyeves yoisa mikol yemeherioino. The pangs of birth, before birth, are the hardest of the whole period of childbirth. When she's sitting there in the middle of contractions, came koidem hageulo yichpad agolus yitzem mikol agolus. The darkest what we are in today. This darkness, this pitch black darkness we're in. That's hevle leido. It's that which is bringing about the childbirth. We are those who are bringing Moshiach through what? Through this darkness. That's no punishment. The woman might cry and scream, as the Chazal say, curse her husband, that's why she brings the chatos. But she wouldn't live without them. Rachmona litzlon, the woman who can't go through the pangs of childbirth. Those are the most beautiful pain of the life. The sharper the pain, the closer the childbirth. That is Ifris of the Mashiach and the Tzar of the Golos. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom answers in our parasha. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'yada be'elokim el Moshe, V'yom elov ani Hashem. It's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like. Golos and Art Kufa is a time of tikkun. It's a time we have to learn what to do. We don't accept it silently, like a person who gets an oinish. You get a clap, you get smacked in your face, you accept it silently. You accept it silently, that's what God wants. God wants, this is not something to be accepted quietly. This is a zman of tikkun. If you ever see, there's a Sefer Evan Shleimer of the Goyim. In Perek Yud, that's Perek Yud and Evan Shleimer, beautiful, beautiful. It's written, it's a brought short shortcomings from the Goyim all over on Ikvesa de Mashiach. The avoider of Ikvesa de Mashiach. The avoider which is necessary in our times. There's a specific avoider. There's an avoider. Example. Says the Goyim. That the Geula Asid of this Geula will only be through Limud Torah. Says the Goyim. He brings it from where? He brings it from Tikkuni Zoya. He brings it from Soit. From Tikkuni Zoya. Makarios from Tikkuni Zoya. Says the Goyim. That the Geula will only come through Limud of Torah. And B'miyuchet, the Limud of Torah Sasoit. Now that doesn't mean necessarily that I want to start learning Arizal. But I'll give you an example. Rav Moshe Shapiro was nifta last week. So he revealed some depth of understanding of what's going on below the level or above the level of the text. But that is giving us some sort of perspective. The higher perspective, says the Goyim, that is what's giving maybe the Gula. There's a voida. The people in education, you don't give up. You have to face the challenge. Because mitoicha choshech yovoya oir. That means we have to know how to deal with this choshech. There's a new approach demanded. A new approach. No one's talking about changing halakha. But the paradise reveals to us that there's a new challenge now. We're facing a new era. And it's a tikkun. It's not an einish. And it has to be faced as a challenge with new approach how to deal with this paycheck in front of us. How do we get through the pangs of Leidom? And as Rav Hillel Zaks says, if it's a tikkun and Rav Beishan gave it in our times, that means Rav Beishan knows we can do it. There's no tikkun given to us. Rav Beishan doesn't give us a tikkun if he knows we can't do it. A challenge that Rav Beishan doesn't give us challenges we cannot deal with. He's not trying to fail us an exam. He's trying to be maybe the oilam de tikkun. And if we in our generation are faced with this enormous pressure, and on us lies that enormous responsibility to be masakin this pressure, that means we can do it. So it's an enormous hope. It's a tikva. A tikva we've learned. That means, the question I'll get, am I speaking in halacha or am I speaking in musa? It's not musa and it's not halacha. It's just another level to show the deeper understanding of what is galus. And to find out what it is, you won't find it in the pshat. You'll have to go a little bit lower to find out what it is. But once it's revealed to us, we know it's going a whole way through. It's a new istaklut, it's a new vision. And you approach to the void of goals and to interest of the Mashiach.